Records, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
How to get so busy.
Your boy, Flock, Gaza, you know the fucking vibes, BX, always in the building, New York City, stand up. We here, it's Monday, y'all. We made it through a whole week, the beginning of a new week, and we here right now on MindStars Monday. I do have a special guest. He's on the way. Y'all stay tight. The number is 929-477-2425. This is where the independent artist matters the most. And I approve that. That's Flock Guys are approved. You know the vibe. All artists are open. You can come through, spit some bars, request your music, introduce your music. You know, have one of your peoples call in and request it because you never know who's listening. We got my special guest, Trey Scott. He's going to show up in a few, just tapped in. He's running just a little bit late, but it's all right because we're going to play the independent artist right about now. And you know what? This is how we're setting it off tonight. This is how we're going to set it off. Let's go. Let's set it off then.
Yeah.
Cooler
Gang Beezy. Little bitch, I know.
On Florida Records Radio. Let's go.
Talk to him, man.
Bitch, I know better. I'm a go-getter. Made it through the cold weather. Broke the cold never. I'm a whole level. From the dirt, nigga grew out like a rose petal. R.I.P. my soul stepper. Bitch, nigga, I know better. I'm a go-getter. Made it through the cold weather. Broke the cold never. I'm a whole level. From the dirt, nigga grew out like a rose petal. R.I.P. my soul stepper. Bitch, nigga, I know better.
Can't relate to awkward niggas. I ain't rocking with goofy. Nope. Gotta make sure they boss official. Life is real, not a movie. True. From the 80s to days of Buick. Gossip, I'm not into it. Not. Say too much in that hot shit hit you. Hey, I'll fit same with cooler. Bitch, out to Moolah. Watch our niggas maneuver. Got a ruler, don't make me pull it. Shoot up shit like a schooler. I was cooler, but niggas then been through hell. And a sewer got me tooled up. I fuck the mood of niggas. Can lose they noodles, nigga. Yeah, exercising my expertise to hustle. You can't tell me about no muscle if you had no struggle. Bro. Days of waking up in the kitchen, boiling pots and bubbles. Damn. Smoke below you and up above you. Yeah, little bitch, I know better. I'm a go-getter. Made it through the cold weather. Broke the cold never. I'm a whole level. From the dirt, nigga grew out like a rose petal. R.I.P. my soul stepper. Bitch, nigga, I know better. I'm a go-getter. Made it through the cold weather. Broke the cold never. I'm a whole level. From the dirt, nigga grew out like a rose petal. R.I.P. my soul stepper. Bitch, nigga, I know better.
Can't relate to send off niggas. I ain't fucking with groupies. That's the way you get sentenced, nigga. A lot of niggas be broodies. Bitch, I ain't gon' pretend for niggas. A lot of shit they be doing. That'll make me come send for niggas. Riches got me influenced. How I'm moving, not the way I'm trying to make some improvement. Winning lately, shit been crazy, nigga. No longer losing. And that got niggas heated. Any shit I've been up against, I went to war and I beat it. All them nights in the county just doing time with the demons. Paranoia got a nigga reaching for any reason. It's part of gang for life. All I see is him when I'm sleeping. I'm heavy on the drugs, and I'm niggas still while I'm leaning. Yeah, little bitch, I know better. I'm a go-getter. Made it through the cold weather. Broke the cold never. I'm a whole level. From the dirt, nigga grew out like a rose petal. R.I.P. my soul stepper. Bitch, nigga, I know better. I'm a go-getter. Made it through the cold weather. Broke the cold never. I'm a whole level. From the dirt, nigga grew out like a rose petal. R.I.P. my soul stepper. Bitch, nigga, I know better.
Yeah, you already know that. Cooler Gang Beezy with I Know Better. Minnesota, Chicago, stand up. You either tuned in or you fucking tuned out. Y'all know the motherfucking number, 929-477-2425, where the independent definitely matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza, and this is where the independent artist matters the most. My special guest is in the building. I wish I had a flex bomb right now. Let's see who it is, man. I'm going to let him introduce himself. Hey, yo, Godson, I see you, man. You checked in. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to let him introduce himself a little bit. Mr. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm in the building. How y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing?
Man, we good. I'm glad you showed up, man. This is my first time interviewing a comedian that actually is funny. So,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, and definitely I appreciate your craft and the way you go about it is great. Let the people know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Gotcha. So, my name's Trey Scott. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. I've been doing stand-up comedy now for about 5 years, hardcore. I've been on tour with the likes of Donnell Rollins from the Chappelle Show, done other shows with other comedians in the cities, even hosted shows at First Ave, man. I've been putting in a lot of work in Minnesota, man, trying to, you know, get some shine here, man, and trying to make it happen for the team.
Definitely, man. Shout out to Minnesota. We definitely support a lot of independent artists from Minnesota.
Yeah, definitely
so the
appreciate
question
that,
is,
man. I've been on the underground scene for a while.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Go ahead. How long you been in the underground scene? You put the question right out. Go ahead. I'm going to be quiet.
So I've been on the underground scene in Minnesota for a while, dealing with just a lot of, like, underground venues and stuff like that. What we do is we try to do pop-up shows. I've been working with the likes of Mac House Entertainment. Shout out to Mac House. Also working out to working with one of my boys, DJ Cam Jones. I've done a lot of shows with him. Shout out to him. Definitely been working with a lot of other comedians. Shout out to my man John X. one guy that is one of the funniest dudes in Minneapolis, man. If you ever get a chance to interview my man, man, he's definitely one of the funniest cats in Minneapolis.
Oh,
but
man,
I got the St. Paul side on
lockdown. And how long have you guys been actually entertaining the world?
Man, since birth, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like that uncle at the barbecue,
yeah,
man. Like, all the jokes, man. Like, I've always been that guy, you know, class clown. Not even without even trying, though. It's like, it's an intelligence to my funny, you know what I mean? So, definitely been in the business for a long time, man. And I'm going to keep it up. Comedy's something that, like, it don't got a timeline on. You could be a comedian for the rest of your life. So, that is one thing that I like about the comedy game.
Definitely, definitely. I love comedy, man. Anytime anybody in a bad mood, go watch a comedy show, a comedy movie, something that'll bring
definitely
your life back to life. That's
definitely
a show,
man. But
so,
let
me ask you,
downs,
let me,
you know.
Yeah, go ahead. You know what? I'm going to just sit back, man. You got to tell them what the ups and downs about in this.
Yeah, just ups and downs, man. You know, like, I've even been fired on tour myself before. Just because, like,
Rewind that. You got fired while on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear about
so
this shit. Go ahead,
tour,
man.
So, y'all know, you know Donnell Rollins from the Chappelle Show? I'm rich, that guy.
Yeah, I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So, I was doing a show with him in Southfield, Michigan. They right by Flint, Michigan. Literally, right? It's literally like a couple exits over. So I was there doing a show with them. Met him for the first time, man. Cool dude. We go out to eat. He like, man, make sure at the show, man, you give it to him, man. You funny, man. Just make it happen. So, you know, I'm doing my normal routine. I had to realize you can't say certain jokes in certain places. So I got on stage and I was like, yeah. So Jesus can't turn y'all water into wine, but he can make Hennessy. You know, they got that water crisis out there, so all the water brown. They definitely wasn't trying to hear that joke, man. I got booed off stage. Donnell was mad at me, man. Was calling me a Make-A-Wish Foundation comedian on stage. He did a whole set about me. Entire time. Crazy, man. It was one of those type of situations where I was like, man, I can't say that anywhere. Got back to my hotel room the next day. He called his manager, let him know, like, man, you got to get this guy out of here. Got a call from my manager the next day. Told me, like, yeah, man, we're going to have to take you off the tour, man. But it did teach me a lot. You know, I was able to sit down with Donnell, have breakfast with him, you know what I mean? And he was like, if you can make it to work with me, you can make it anywhere, man. So keep up the good work. And it ain't like it stopped my grind or anything like that. I've been hustling ever since, so. Definitely a humbling experience, though. Changed me a lot.
Oh, you hear me? I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. I was letting you talk. I was saying, I was talking to myself for a minute. That's a joke in itself. My thing is you know now not to do that joke in Michigan, huh?
Exactly, man. Like, you know, Minnesota, you could probably get away with something like that, man. But, man, all them dudes with them buffs on and everything, man, I had to sneak up out the club that night.
He slid through the back door, G.
Man, I definitely had to hit the back door on that one, man, because I was not trying to get into nothing in Michigan by myself.
Man, for real. They got you out there ASAP. We live here with Trey Scott, Minnesota, stand up. I got this track I want to play. He actually from Minnesota. He goes by the name of Tangy G. That guy's funny. I don't know, you may have came across of a couple of his videos on there and off, but he's also an artist. Yeah, that guy, man. He's a good humble man behind the mask, y'all. Very, very good dude right there. A family man, he's a grinder, definitely a great entrepreneur. We're going to play one of his tracks here. You know what I mean? I like playing Tangy different. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let y'all listen to Tangy. This is called Sandwich. This is one of my favorites. Let's go, JDT, for the record.
What?
Minnesota.
Thank you.
Big bro,
what
we in here doing, big bro?
Chilling, man. Make a couple
of sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If it's food, I'ma eat it. I get tangy for no reason. Got a shake with Reese pieces and a large cheesy pizza. I want all inclusive travel fees and room included. All them little ass plates y'all be posting, I can't do it. Catfish, cornbread and cabbage. Wash it down with water, now I'm chilling and relaxing. That ain't hit the spot, still need some satisfaction. Walk through the fridge, let me see what I'm having. Made a sandwich. Lettuce, tomatoes, added. Pickles, cheese, classic. Mustard, mayonnaise, slathered. Now I'm smacking. Made a sandwich. Lettuce, tomatoes, added. Pickles, cheese, classic. Mustard, mayonnaise, slathered. Now I'm smacking. Made a
eating and recording. Fake food is all I'm showing. I can't go on a diet. Vegetarians, I'm boring. Beef and rice and chicken really got a nigga snoring. If it ain't about the tangy, then I really ain't exploring. I'm the shit. Ooh, I use a shirt, fuck a knackin' when it drip. Ooh, I keep some salt, I keep some pepper in the whip. Ooh, it's not a game, Tangy Nation, we the shit. Ooh, say we the shit. Ooh,
made a sandwich. Lettuce, tomatoes, added. Pickles, cheese, classic. Mustard, mayonnaise, slathered. Now I'm smacking. Made a sandwich. Lettuce, tomatoes, added. Pickles, cheese, classic. Mustard, mayonnaise, slathered. Now I'm smacking. Made a.
Hey, you. I'm about to go and make me a turkey, ham, and roast beef sandwich right now. I ain't playing with it. That man just made me hungry. Munchies kicked in. Trey Scott is in the building for the record.
Yeah, that one definitely made me hungry, man.
Man, he got a lot of songs that make me hungry. I ain't even gonna lie. Shout out to Tangy Nation. We here, man. It's all about making good fun for good people to stay positive, man. That's what it's about, having fun with his craft. So, Luke King, I hope you're listening. Trey Scott, man, we got callers. Callers, do not hang up. Stay right there, and if you're listening, 929-477-2425. This is where the independent artist matters the most. You want to take a caller? Let's get it then. You never know who's going to call in. Let's see where the jet is landing tonight. Talk to me nice.
What is up, y'all? This is Pops from Chop It Up with Pops from Shaking Trey. We're Shaking Gaza. What's going on,
fellas?
How
you doing, brother? How you doing?
Shit, we're doing badass tonight, bro.
Oh, shit. What's going on? Tell us about it.
Woo! Smoking with some of this AK-47 right here, man. Got me going.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Okay, I see.
Yo, Trey. This man smoking AK-47 over there. We need to duck around
here.
Yeah,
be careful.
Yo, Pop. Let Trey Scott know, what do you do here on For the Record and where you at?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I'm actually in Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota. I have a show right here on For the Record Radio called Chop It Up with Pops. I invite a local independent artist into my home once a week on Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. They sit on my couch. We have an interview. We spend all day music. We smoke a hell of a lot of fucking weed, y'all. And there's a gas mask, a 3-foot bong involved. It's all done on Facebook Live. Facebook Live, Instagram
like
Live. Tomorrow night we having our drawing for our Gandalf smoking apparatus. So y'all got to tune in and call in to win that. The same number, same
That's
time,
right.
same place, baby.
You heard?
Sound like
I better tune in.
Nice.
Uh-oh, let me find out we had to have Trey Scott. Let him hit Dirty Diana.
Yeah, I am Jamaican.
Little, you know?
Hell yeah.
More clock!
Shit, Trey will be spitting bars after his Dirty Diana.
yeah, Scott, that's a fact. If you smoking AK-47, and Dirty Diana, yeah, you might Dirty Dance. motherfucker. Who knows?
Dirty dancing in there, right?
I'm telling you.
Pops, you got any questions for our guest here tonight?
I do, man. I do. I got a pretty good one, I think. Let me hear your one-liner for pickups.
For, like, women?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too easy, man. So if I
give
meet a lady, like, so, like, if I just approach a lady, because, like, I'm a salesman, like, so I approach a lady, like, hey, how you doing, miss? My name is Trey. You like comedy? And that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's really all they got to go for.
Oh, that's it?
Yo, do comedy,
I thought you had something funnier. I thought you were going to have a funnier
one. Oh,
yeah. But yeah,
yeah, we got that one down.
I'm not a comedian, but
through my mind all day. See, I don't want to say on the air because my wife listening, and you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna be like, "That's how I got her." You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah. She's gonna feel like, I thought I was.
Yep, yep.
Pops, what's your line? What pickup line you use in your days, man? What's the line? What's the main one?
Who, Pops? You talking to me?
Oh, yeah, Pops. Yeah, you, Pops. What was you
doing?
Oh, bro, I ain't used a pickup line in 11 and a half years, man. I ain't had to. I've had the apple of my hand ever since. for the last 11 years, man. I got the best woman out there, man.
He played that all, Trey. You heard
that? Your wife is listening.
Yeah, she must be standing right here next to me, right?
She's rolling up.
Fucking fire.
She do roll up for me. Hell yeah.
Sound like a good wife.
Say that again, Trey.
Yeah, I heard that.
And yo, Bob, you got any shout outs? Do you have any requests? What
are you going to
let shine?
Let's do a request tonight, man. I want to request some KP Schizo.
Yo, that kid's been working. Where he at? He in Vegas now?
Not yet. Not until Sunday.
Okay, yeah, that young man right there is working. If y'all don't know KP Schizo, Minnesota stand up, this guy right here, he's very much working. I see him working. He's promoting his stuff. I salute him. Any song specific you want to play, Pop?
You know, man, let's do blah, blah, blah.
You know what, man? Blah, 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 then. For the record, let's get it.
Hell yeah, man. For the record radio, y'all, give him a call, 929-477-2425. He's live. He's expecting your call.
Yeah. I can't hear you, niggas. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fuck up on my face, nigga, blah, blah, blah. I'm just doing me, nigga, blah, blah, blah. So get the fuck up on my face, nigga, blah, blah, blah. I can't hear you niggas, I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fuck up on my face, nigga, blah, blah, blah. I'm just doing me, nigga, blah, blah, blah. So get the fuck up on my face, nigga, blah, blah, blah. Got a message for some of you niggas, just know it's subliminal.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I close to you like you close to me? Man, fuck it to me, y'all just pitiful.
Ooh.
Don't got time for pity, dude.
Yeah.
I'm busy making moves, cause if it don't work, it's my funeral.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm feeling you. I'm in the system, but y'all for the system. Kill all the realest, y'all niggas is fiction. Tired of hearing y'all bitching. I got my goals, yeah, I'm on the road, yeah, I'm on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
Yeah, I'm on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
And I know that I got the sauce, cause all of my diamonds are dripping. Yeah, bitches after bitches, thanks to my wrist. It was show, cut the check and I buy me a fit. So much money I could buy a few with, but I'd rather buy diamonds to put on my wrist. Say you once told me don't love on no bitch, so I smashed on a hold and I passed his assist. Say that she love me, but I don't hear shit, cause I'd rather make money, you out of the mix.
Get out, bitch.
I can't hear you niggas, I'm like blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fuck up on my face, nigga, blah, blah, blah. I'm just doing me, nigga, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
so get the fuck up on my face,
yeah,
nigga, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I can't hear you niggas, I'm like blah blah blah. Yeah, fuck up on my face, nigga, blah blah blah. I'm just doing me, nigga, blah blah blah. So get the fuck up on my face, nigga, blah blah blah.
You already know that's locked out there. Oh. 929-477-2425. Listeners, call in right now. I'm here with my special guest from Minnesota. Trey Scott is in the fucking building, though.
In the building. Man, I like that track, though. That was nice.
Oh, appreciate that. That's KP Skizzo, man. He's from your, well, he's from Vegas, but he in Minnesota. You know what I noticed about Minnesota?
Like, go ahead, man. He got some nice music.
Let's speak on Paul, Minnesota a little bit. I noticed a lot of different people from different places moved to Minnesota. You being a Minnesotan, could you maybe put some insight on why everybody comes to Minnesota?
Me personally, I think, like, Minnesota, it's just sweet, man. I've been to other states before. I did a lot of traveling just to, like, you know, it's good to get out of home. But to see the way life is here, how people act towards you, how they nice to you, how just the hospitality you get from living here and the opportunities that you can get, like you could be somebody that came straight from the hood. Like, me personally, came straight from the hood, man, lived in Rice and Marion and St. Paul. Now I live in Blaine in a 5-bedroom house. You know what I mean? Like, anybody can come up here, man. All you got to do is just get a hustle, get a grind, and stick to it. And I think that other people see that opportunity, and they make it happen when they come here.
Yes, people definitely do make things happen in Minnesota. I've seen it myself. I've lived there myself. I used to live in Minneapolis and St. Paul, both downtown. So I know the vibes. It's definitely a lot of talented people in Minnesota. I repeat,
definitely,
there's a lot of talented people in Minnesota. Do not sleep. That's all I gotta say. I play a lot of Minnesota artists here. I know most of them kind of a little bit personally, man, and all they want to do is grind and get to the top. So I salute every talent out there, whether it's comedy, whether it's the everyday job, whether it's being a great dad, the music scene,
yep.
You name it. They grinding, point blank, period. But my question for you today, before callers, do not hang up, stay right there. I see you there. My question for you is, where do you see yourself with comedy and the way the COVID is going and everything? I know it's kind of hard for anybody to perform, but like you said, you do pop-up shops, right?
Yeah, so we like basically we'll take a venue and just throw a show there. But the venues these days, they're not going to let you have a full capacity of people. But one thing about comedy is always good to get your footage. That's what's going to be seen by people. A lot of people can come to your shows, but millions of people can see your videos. So as long as, you know, as other comedians out there, keep grinding, keep recording your craft, keep practicing your craft. I know we can't have full-on shows like we want to have, but at the end of the day, continue to be better and better. It's just going to make us better. And, you know, do the shows that we can, and it just makes them more popping, you know. Sometimes I do shows, and I don't even write jokes. I just go in there, and I just feel the vibe, man. I take a couple shots of Hennessy, and I'm that uncle at the barbecue. You know what I mean? So I just want to make it happen. And I think that other people can do the same thing.
You know, you made it just strike the light bulb with me right now. Man, I think me and you, right, if you want,
yep,
we should make something for comedians to perform online. You know how all the rappers are doing the verses and all that? I think we should create a lane where all comedians from all over the world, you know, we can fish that out. It's the internet. And have them come perform and love what they do so the people can see them. What you think about that? We could do it on IG.
Hey, that definitely sounds like a good plan. And it's definitely something that other people would definitely touch base on and want to be interested in, man. I'm with it.
Oh man, there we go for the record. We got it. We gonna talk. I think that's actually, if we do it the right way, we could definitely show love and support the lane of the comedians, because I love comedy, man. Man, I love a good comedy stand up or a movie. Man, and you get in there. I hope the doors open quick so everybody can really get out there, get on the stage and perform, man. This is what I'm waiting for so bad. But until then, we are going to support every talent here that's independent. If you grinding, believe me, I see you. There's nothing I don't see. The shit that I don't see is people not grinding. I don't see that. I see the grinders, though, that's for sure. Trey Scott, man. I don't know, man. When do you think your next show will be? Like one of your
next show, definitely working on something next month. I'll get you the exact date soon. But definitely working on something next month. Right now I'm trying to put together this comedy mixtape with just a bunch of my different performances on there, just so people can, you know, get a vision of what I am and what I do. One thing I do, like I said, I do it off from the top of the dome sometimes. So I got a lot of material, just a crazy amount of material. So definitely can't wait.
Man, that's dope. I haven't heard about a stand-up on audio for many years. You're about to bring something back. You realize? Like,
hey, remember when Chris Rock used to do it?
Yes.
Chris
yes.
Rock, Eddie Murphy, man,
so
they used
funny.
To do with the original greats, you know what I mean?
Yes. For real, though, that's what I was getting to. Like, man, they used
back.
To do it. Man, I say go all the way with it. You sound motivated. You definitely have people who you make laugh because I see them. So definitely keep grinding with it. You ready to take this next caller?
Well, let's do it.
All right, let's see who's calling. You never know. Caller, let them know who you are, where you from, and what you do. You're live on the radio. You're live on the radio. Anybody there?
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, okay. Oh, uh-oh. I think I hear somebody.
Yo, 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 can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clearly. You sound a little far away, but I hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, can you hear me now? Let the world know who you are.
Yo, 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 this is Godson tapping in from New Vic City, Texas, man. Spooling with Flock Gaza, man. You're tuned in right now for the record, man. The hottest show live, man. If you ain't tuned in nowhere all over the world, you ain't nowhere. You sleep. But what's happening, Flock? What you got going?
Godson, I appreciate that. We're here with my special
guest. Oh, man, it's all love.
He's a comedian. He's a comedian from Minnesota. He goes by the name of Trey Scott. He's a funny guy. Matter of fact, Trey Scott, one second, Godson. Trey Scott, let everybody know where they can catch your content. Some of your content,
man, you can catch
so they can go and look you up.
You can add me on Instagram, comedian Trey Scott on Instagram. Check out my Facebook page, Trey Scott. That's TreScott. Check me out on YouTube. I got a funny stand-up that I did on YouTube about Kanye West. If you want to go on there and check it out, man, check out comedian Trey Scott. Kanye West, crazy funny, man. Check that out, y'all.
Oh, man, I'm definitely going to do that. So, Godson.
No doubt, me too.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do? Let the world know what you do, Godson.
Oh, man, I'm an artist, man. I'm a paid artist, musician out of Texas, man. I get it in, man. You know, I've been doing this for about 20 years. But first, before I tell you about me, shout out to Trey Scott, man. You sound like a funny dude, man. Just listen to you, man.
Hey, I appreciate
you.
You
got me over here smiling, man. Shout out to you, man, straight up. But yeah, man, I'm a musician, man. I do music, been doing it for like 20 years. I got the new song out right now. It's called Colored, man, about everything that's been going on around here. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, George Floyd. Rest in peace to Vanessa, you know what I mean? And rest in peace to Aubrey. You know, that song right there, Colored, is featuring Young Al. He a hot artist out of Houston. And the GOAT, Killer Kaleon, man, if y'all ain't heard of him, man. Y'all check that out, man.
Oh.
All major platforms, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any social media?
Oh, yeah. If y'all want to follow me, man, y'all can follow me on Instagram at The Official Godson. It's official. underscore Godson. Son with two N's. S-O-N-N. If y'all want to follow me on Facebook, it's at Godson, at the Godson. G-O-D-S-O-N, man. And you can find me on any platform, YouTube, Godson, Spotify, Deezer. You can find me all over the world, in India somewhere.
Yeah,
you
all
just tap
man.
In. Yeah. Just tap in, Godson.
No cap, y'all. No
yeah.
cap. The way I met Godson, he actually was doing a review on independent artists. And I got under, I started chopping it up with him in the comments. And he played my song, man, which I salute you. Thank you. I appreciate
man,
that,
man.
You man. Made my day.
Thank you for tapping. Thank you for tapping in. See, I'm like Trey, you know. A lot of, once you get where you're going, God will bless you, man. But one thing he don't want you to do is just hold your talent to yourself. He wants you to share it amongst the world. And when you share it, you never know what type of a talent that you're going to come across, and your talent go with it for the world and sound more better. So what I did was God put me in a position. So I said, well, hey, I might as well, like Trey say, man, you got social media. And if people are not using this social media, these pages that's out here for free, you're never going to go nowhere. And that is a good start. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't want to go buy your music. So the best ways to get at them is with videos, like he say, a vision. You know what I mean? Even if you don't have the money to do the real video, some type of video to catch their attention, man, where they'll get to know you. And if you're jamming, man, the world gonna fool with you. So I was able to, you know, do what I did, the Real Talk Music Review Show with myself, Godson, and my daughter Angel, and our co-host OG Iron Mike, man. Iron Mike is a screwed up click veteran. You know what I mean? He's an actor. So, you know, God allowed me to open that door, man. And I just opened that door. And I thank you, Flock Garza, for real. And this shit approved, man, by you, man. You know, for sending it in, man. And you helped me, you motivated me, man. Oh, God, man. You motivated me, man. Oh, God.
Well, you know what? Let's throw, Trey Scott, I got a little surprise for God's son. Let's give him a little bit more motivation. Let me ask you a question. Happen to know this
Talk
song,
to me.
Son?
Yeah, yeah. That right there, man, is Godson. Future, the legendary Ronnie Spencer from the Screwed Up Click, and the homie Jay Dog out the bricks. First 48, let's go.
Texas!
What would you do? Texas, new big city in the building.
Jay Dog.
I guess somebody gotta break the ice.
What would you do if everything you reached for didn't exist? Open up your palms and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back with P.S.S. truly yours and you didn't miss? What would you do if everything you reached for didn't exist? Open up your palms and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back with P.S.S. truly yours and you didn't miss? What would you do when the walls started closing on you? Roots start leaking on you, stomach start growling on you. People you believed in don't even think they call on you. Say that they believe in you, but hoping we should fall on me. Hold your faith, believe in God, stand strong is what they say. Call the pastor, talk to him, but go and see him Sunday. Signs is what they really want, faith is what I really need. Help is what I really seek, but help ain't been my cup of tea. Murder, love, take seat. How will they remember me if I die for what I believe, even though they hate me? Tell my nephew QC, God is how you love me. If faith is all I really need, then why you have to judge these? What would you do if everything you reached for didn't exist? Open up your palm and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back with P.S.S. truly yours and you didn't miss? What would you do if everything you reached for didn't exist? Open up your palm and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back with P.S.S. truly yours and you didn't miss? Say it get better, there's no way I'm left with explanations. And if I cook it and I sell it, there's no probation. A 9-to-5 is what they tell him, but he'd rather wait. He come from broken, tired of starving and tired of praying. What would you do if you had number jokers in your hand? God dealt them all to you, so you gotta stand playing. What would you do if you die bad on your feet, stuck up in some thinking like some quicksand? What would you do if God stopped listening to your prayers? Left you stuck up in your thoughts.
and stop blessing it through your prayers. What would you do if everything you reach for didn't exist? Then you open up your eyes and realize this. What would you do if everything you reach for didn't exist? Open up your palm and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back with PSS, truly yours and you still miss? What would you do if everything you reach for didn't exist? Open up your palm and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back?
That's the call is one.
Call.
But that's our life. That's my story. And God good. For real. What's a war for a soldier? Normal. What you forgot about Jehovah is that karma. Yeah. Ain't no fun now. Rabbit got that gun, huh? Bunch of dumb, because I'm a bunch of 100-round drums, nah. Better hide your kids when that shot bust, dog. Hop about that like Forrest Gump. Check it out, y'all sons trying to run. Walk them down, cut them down, they know I'm on. Tie them up, bound. Noose around his neck, hang him up. Put them trying to play. Remember MHMRA, baby? Now what's the procedure with this gun up in your face, Frankie? But that's just proof of thanks. Jesus is the Lord. Rest in peace, Vanessa. What would you do with everything you reach for didn't exist? Open up your palm and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back with PSS, truly yours and you didn't miss? What would you do if everything you reach for didn't exist? Open up your palm and realize you got an empty fist. What would you do if every prayer came back with PSS, truly yours, and you
didn't
miss.
Man, tune in or you tuned out. Godson, what would you do featuring J-Dog and the legendary Ronnie Spencer? We here. Tune in or you tuned out. Trey Scott is in the building, y'all. Texas, what up?
In the building.
We here.
Shout out to
Trey Scott. We got like
laid back, smooth, cool, calm. Hey, old school player stuff right there, man.
Man, for real, though. It's Texas. For real, though, man. I haven't felt the vibe on here like that in a minute. Godson, salute. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to hear more of him. You already know right here on For the Record Radio. If you're listening right now, call in. 929-477-2425. That's For the Record Radio. We here. Tune in or you fucking tuned out. We here with Trey Scott, Minnesota in the building. Let me ask you a question. You from Minnesota, born and raised?
Yeah, born and raised, man. Been here my whole life.
Minnesotian. Okay, a native. All right, great. So my question is, do you listen to any independent artist music out there? And if you do, let's be a little specific on what's on your playlist for independent artists.
So I got a lot of my guys, man, got some heat, man. I know a lot of people in the cities, man. Shout out to my boy V's, man. He got definitely some hot music. My boy Trey B. Spazzin. I don't know if y'all heard some of his music, man. He got some heat. My boy Yacht, he got some music too, man. I don't know if you heard of Grit, man. That's my man's too. Definitely got some heat. A lot of Minnesota artists, man, don't sleep. We got a lot of talent here. Like, you know what I mean? I know y'all got, like, the heat, but like, other people, like, let it be known. Like, Minnesota got some heat here on the low. Like, you'll never know until you find out.
That's a fact. Talking about Trey B. Spazzin, I got to salute that man. Because if that man didn't speak up on that comment, I'm not sure if he tagged you or something. But I know he's the reason why I know who you are. So
yep,
shout out to Trey B. Spazzin.
Definitely shout out to my bro, man. We play
your man.
Basketball team and everything, man. That's my bro.
Oh, wow. So you know what we got to do right now, right?
Oh, you got some heat?
You damn right. Trey B. Spazzin, let's go. Oh, you know he got ball in Minnesota. Don't sleep. That's Jay Z Savage.
Through the storms, try to see the better days when I'm all alone. It's like a better place.
Aye. I done led through the storm just to try to see the better days. When I'm all alone, seems like I'm in a better place. Back against the wall, best believe I find a better way. When you lose it all, double back and make it back today. When you lose it all and get it back, what more can they say? They can't say shit, I just tell they ass to stay away. Now I'm on my shit, I wouldn't want it any other way. I done made it through the storm and I still stand today. I've gunned them down, I'm aiming for whoever who really want it now. Black hoodie, weed tins, the way that I be getting down. Hit them with a silence gun. You won't hear a round, knock him down, silence his ass. You won't hear a sound, fully loaded. Send me, hit him up, leave him fully smoking. If I ain't gun tone, guaranteed I'm knife poking. I just fucked this bitch last night, left her ass really soaking. I don't play them games, little shawty, no, I am not a token. Might as well crown me king because I am chosen. Coming back hard as ever, I feel like D-Rose. Mixed with a little bit of Jordan, I stay with Chico's. Keep me a pistol just for that shot, it's like a free throw. So I can never fall in love unless she a free code. So many niggas, they gon' hate, yeah, I peep that. I stay with a KD, a trade fighter, tree pack. Niggas say run up on me, no, I don't believe that. Show me the facts by telling me where I was at, cause I don't record that. You might wanna fall back, get your head hit with chains attached to a ball back. Me, I know that I'm all that spitting none but the fucking truth. This what I fucking do, I got too much to fucking lose. Started out trapping, turned to rapping, made bigger moves. You a rat with the fucking cheese, I'm AI with the black sleeve. Pass me a wheel, let's roll up.
I done led through the storm just to try to speed. The better days when I'm all alone, seems like I'm in a better place. Back against the wall, best believe I find a better way. When you lose it all, double back and make it back today. When you lose it all and get it back, what more can they say? They can't say shit, I just tell they ass to stay away. Now I'm on my shit, I wouldn't want it any other way. I done made it through the storm and I still stand today. Hey,
all I gotta say is, hey yo, Grit, what up?
And I'm smoking on gas. I get a bag. These hits tell I'm bag. I got a new drop. Watch out when I bag. Blue sea with the green dash. The shirt with a fat ass. I love when that ass clap. Sound like higher aim, cause a nigga boss. Throwing L's, we done took a loss. Say the name, we do what it costs. Now a nigga cold, call me Cali Frost. Tried to tell him that these niggas fake. I don't leave unless a nigga break. Bend it over till I make a break. Got a gun with me that'll take the cake. Fuck it, nigga, I ain't got the time. They'll drop a dime like I drop a rhyme. Quit. By the time, couldn't stop a nigga while I'm copping mine. Load it up and then it's time to go. Roll it up and then it's time to blow. Where I'm going, I ain't trying to know. I ain't trying to listen, bitch, I'm trying to show. Trying to tell me I ain't the one. Got my sins, I pay for some. Started out that nameless one. Now I'm the king, y'all reign is done. 666 and I'm on it now. Cause this position, I want it now. Flick the wrist and I'm on the prowl. This hunger making my stomach growl. Fuck it up and that's on you. Bitch, I do what I want to. Niggas think that they know me well, but they don't see what I'm going through. Purple glow like indigo. Left or right, you friend or foe. Up or down, we run the town. Now niggas feeling invincible.
Bitch, got a whole lot of diamonds, lot of bread. Name on my chain, freeze that game, what I said. Okay, every day, got the fam on my neck. Like, hey, we don't play GSK till I'm dead.
And I'm smoking on gas. I get a bag. These hits tell I'm bag. I got a new drop. Watch out when I bag. Blue sea with the green dash. The shorty with a fat ass. I love when that ass clap. Sound like punch when she throw it back. Baby 40, no kickback. It come with extended. I call it my knickknack. And it leave you extended. Stress like a long neck. Think of paper, I don't stress. Getting money, I ain't pressed. And I'm smoking on gas. I get a bag. These hits tell I'm bag. I got a new drop. Watch out when I bag. Blue sea with the green dash. The shorty with a fat ass. I love when that ass clap. I like punch, throw it back. Baby 40, no kickback. It come with extended. I call it my knickknack. And it leave you extended. Stress like a long neck. Thinking paper, I don't stress. Getting money, I ain't pressed. I'm smoking no gas. I get a bag. He hit tell I'm bag. Watch out when I bag. I got a new drop. Blue sea with the green dash. The shorty with a fat ass. I love when that ass clap. So like punch, she throw it back. Baby 40, no kickback. It come with my knickknack. It come with a stick. I get all these thin stacks. You get a thin debt. Stress like a long neck. Getting paper, I don't stress. Taking money, I ain't pressed. Look short to get wet with. But I ain't have shit. So they didn't want sex. Fuck the paper, stack a bed. Check the diamonds on my wrist. Xanax what I feel. Nina what I grill. Me and my brother stacked a bed. Went hard when we flip. Taught myself how to stack. Taught myself how to get a bed. Father wasn't there. He was in and out of sea. Running with them choppers. In and fuck you up. Bada boom, bada bang. Fake niggas get no love. Thick bitches fuck them good. She know I'm from the hood. She know I treat her good. Smoke a treat while she blow my wood. I wish I could stay, but I gotta go running with the wolves. And I'm smoking on gas, gas. I get a bag, bag. These hands tell I'm bag, bag. I got a new drop. Watch out when I bag, bag. Blue sea with the green dash. Destroy with a fat ass. I love when that ass clap.
Great, great. For the record radio, you either tuned in or you tuned out. You already know what it is. Hey, yo, Trey Scott. Your man's got heat.
Man, that was hot.
Your man's got heat. Both of those artists from Minnesota, they there right now.
Man, it go back from recording in my mama basement with Great Grip, man. It's like that with me and him.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't even know that. See, that's what's up, though, man. We here. We supporting each other. This is what it's about. I support everybody that supports. And even if you don't support, guess what? I still support you. That's what it is here on Call the Record Radio. All love. That's what it's about. Love. How do I always tell people, be positive and productive today? That's my main line for people. Be positive and productive. You never know what could come out of it. You never know who's listening. And sky's the limit. You know, communication makes the world go round, not money. I don't know where you got that from. But, yeah, definitely. Yo, Trey Scott, man. My question is, are you planning on, like, going on a tour maybe in the future? Where you see yourself in a year and a half from now with the comedy?
You know, I want to, you know, when everything opened back up, man, I was thinking about doing a college tour just around the cities first, you know, going to different colleges, try to find other artists and, you know, comedians that want to link up at other schools, you know, throw a show at a school, man, get back to the community at the same time. I think something like that would be nice.
I think that would be a great start once this pandemic's done. I'm pretty sure every college everywhere in the United States needs a laugh right about now, like right now.
Right.
Cause none of this shit.
No, definitely
right now.
Everything
real.
Going on, man. We got the election coming up, man. We got to survive that first. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that first.
Man, I don't know. I'm gonna leave it in God's hands, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Right, we gonna leave it in God's hands.
For real, this shit getting real out here. Let's get callers. Don't hang up. We got about 8 minutes left. We here with Trey Scott from Minnesota on For the Record Radio, my first comedian. He is funny, y'all. Y'all got to go check him. Hey, yo, Trey Scott, give him information where they can come and see your skits and your videos and all that.
Yeah, check me out on Instagram, Comedian Trey Scott. On Facebook, Trey Scott. Or look up Comedian Trey Scott. I'll pop up, man. I got so many videos, man, so many different things on there. Definitely check me out, man, on YouTube. Just look up Trey Scott. Comedy, and you'll find a bunch of my stuff on there as well.
He's not hard to find, y'all. He's working the work. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Let's just put it like that. Type in Trey Scott. You're going to find him. He's hilarious, y'all. So make sure y'all stay in tune. You ready to take this next call? The callers, don't hang up.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's see where we're going. Caller, who are you? Where are you from? Let Trey Scott know what you do.
Trey Scott, Flock Gaza, King Kush. Money, we in the building.
He's in the building. What's going on, How you doing today?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Chilling, you know, out here with the Bomb Dukes. Make sure she's straight.
Oh, you still in New York?
Still in New York, man. Stayed a little longer than, you know, was supposed to, you know what I'm saying? But we got a bunch of missions completed over here. You feel
That's
me?
Right. Anything for mama, man. You know how that goes. Let Trey Scott know what you do.
Already, man. King Kush Money, man. Every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. We got the control room where you guys can call in, control the last 15 minutes of the show. Man, we have a lot of fun playing number dope independent artists from all over the world. So y'all make sure y'all tune in with your boy, King Kush Bunny, man, right here, Puerto Rico Radio with the control room. Let's get it.
And that's a fact, man. Yo, anybody who calls at the last 15 minutes every Wednesday could totally take over the radio station. I repeat, if you call the last 15 minutes on King Kush Money Show, the control room, it's because you could control the last 15 minutes, man. We done had some people take over the show. They done told me I had to freestyle and all that shit, Chase. I'm not going to freestyle, but if you call me out, I'm on that ass. You feel me? Fly Gaza approves that. Hey, yo, King Kush Money, man. You got a question for my guest before we get out of here tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, man. So who's your favorite comedian artist that you look up to? Like, I was listening to the Mike Epps, and he was saying he liked Richard Pryor. You know what I'm saying? So who's your take? Or do you have one?
I'm a 90s baby. You know, I'm 29, so I grew up watching Def Comedy Jam. But one of my favorite comedians of all time, I actually watched some of his stand-up before I even get on stage, is Eddie Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
He always just been so animated.
Yeah.
So real, so honest. Ain't nobody realer to me than Eddie Griffin, man. He, in my opinion, is my favorite comedian of all time.
Eddie Griffin.
That's one of mine. Real shit. That guy's hilarious. It's the real, though. Eddie Griffin is the real, though. It's not like, I don't know. You think, Trey Scott, you being a comedian, you think he writes it or he freestyles that shit?
To be honest, I feel like he got So, like, some comedians got, like, a set that they go with, but when they feel like they want to throw extras in, they throw the extras in. I think that's his style. I think he know what he doing, but then he feel himself on stage and start freestyling. And he always been funny to me, man. Definitely one of the funniest dudes I ever seen live.
Definitely, man. He's definitely a good choice, man. And if you listening to him before you grow up, that's motivation in its own right there.
Man,
that's
like,
motivation.
It's like reading the Bible to me, man. I literally, before every show, I literally watch some of his stand-up just to get in the right vibe, the right mind state when I get on stage. Y'all remember that movie Foolish? That was one of my favorite movies of all time, man. Just the concept of it, man. Great movie, man.
Right.
For real. Well, King Kush, we about to get up out of here. I want to thank you for calling. That's my man right there. Every Wednesday, make sure y'all tune in. Every Sunday, we got Haiti the Great from Chicago. Then we have Tuesday, straight
Pops.
To Minnesota. Man, we have to get you on Pop Show. Trey Scott, we got to get you at Pop Show.
Hey,
you
got to
go and hit the gas, man. We're going to line it up then. Say no more. We're going to definitely line that up. I want to thank you for your time. We got 90 seconds. You got any shout-outs you want to give before we go?
Hey, just shout-out to everybody all around the world, man. Shout-out to y'all, man. I definitely appreciate y'all letting me come on the show, man. I want to thank y'all. Shout-out to my man, John Nick. Shout-out to Mac House Entertainment. Shout-out to my boy, Seven and Roman, man. We living out here, man. My girl, Tasha, man. Y'all all have a good night, man. Stay blessed.
Let's get it. We're going to end the show with one of the hardest working independent artists right now from Minnesota. And I said it, one of the hardest working Minnesota artists, but he's from Memphis.
Hey, does he live in Minnesota?
Yeah, motherfucker's real cautious about the wrong thing.
Is he a rapper?
But you know it. Hey, why?
I think he's from Memphis.
Why?
Shit, I don't know. Who is he?
Yeah,
I
damn,
Nico, you made
it. They worry about swap. Why, 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 why
that's a no. Nah, nah. Little bitch, little hoe. Little bitch, little hoe. You see, I'ma go. You see, I'ma go. They taking my pockets. Aye. Bitch, that's a no. Aye, they taking my pockets. You seeing what's old with me. I keep it stubbed and I fold me. Shoot at your noggin, leave you seeing white. I call it Hillary Duffery. I call it stacking like bam, bam, battle fence stone. So I'm leaving you underneath. Bam, bam, bam. Boy, baby, cabin shit. I'm about to action. I'm working. You never had stronger teeth. I'm working. I'm working. The jugger key. Now you flipping lows. Now my niggas believe in me. Yeah, you a headstone. Slide on OB. Then I'm quick to jump on the E. Working my damn self. I ain't fucked up. Why you gotta come fuck with me? Why you come now you leave on the way. I ain't finna play. All you niggas are seeing me. Now you leave on the way. I'm finna stretch. Ain't it for nigga aiming at me with his chest? I'd have been talked about. Lied on. Snitched on. What's next? Look, hey, hitting on Kush mounts. Why a nigga sliding down sunset? Hey, give you a big bounty. Now it ain't no way that you can come play. Hey, hand on release. Hey, trigger finger really finna press. Hey, I'm off the leash. Yeah. Pit bull biting that flesh. Draw your weapon. Hey, hell no, this ain't no scare. Hell no. Draw your weapon. Hey, hell no, this ain't no scare. Taking my pocket, they taking my what? Bitch, that's a no. Nah, nah. Little bitch, little hoe. Little bitch, little hoe. You see, I'ma go. You see, I'ma go. They taking my pockets. Aye, aye. Bitch, that's a no. Aye, 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 aye.